This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's important for parents to monitor what public schools are teaching their children and also what the schools are not teaching. If you want your children to grow up to be patriotic citizens, they must be taught American history as it really happened, not as the liberals wish it had happened. It's become pretty clear that the liberals would like to wipe out our religious heritage and pretend we've always been a very secular nation. Today's schools seem to be more concerned with teaching our kids a philosophy of political correctness, diversity, multiculturalism, and feminism. One way to teach the truth about our heritage and dispel false myths is to take a trip to Washington, D.C. and read the many religious inscriptions that are engraved in stone on our famous monuments. Another way is to honor our nation's birthday today, the 4th of July, by reading and rereading the Declaration of Independence. As you read the Declaration of Independence on this 4th of July, reflect on the fact that it is America's great religious document, the official affirmation by the American people of their belief and faith in God. The Declaration affirms God's existence as a self-evident truth that requires no further discussion or debate. The nation created by the Great Declaration is God's country. The rights it defines are God-given. The actions of its signers were God-inspired. Many of the men who signed the Declaration paid for their courage with their lives and fortunes, and that's why we are able to enjoy our freedom and independence today. The Declaration contains 5 references to God: God as supreme lawmaker, God as creator of all men, God as the source of all rights, God as the world's supreme judge, and God as our protector on whom we can rely.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders would equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the second day of October, year of our Lord, 2013. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Our meetup this week, the J.R. Moore Radio Show meetup, will be at 7 p.m. at the Benton Square Restaurant in Rolla, Missouri. Details at my website, thelibertyman.com. Our topic this week will be firearm safety, proper and safe usage of firearms, storage of firearms, and selection of firearms. Dinner in the common dining area at 6 p.m., meeting at 7 p.m. in the private meeting room upstairs in the Benton Square Restaurant. No cover charge, free and open to the public. You do not have to attend the dinner to come to the meetup. We have Professor James McCanny waiting for us, patiently in the green room. Before we get to Jim, a couple of quick news items. At Before It's News, there is a interview with a gentleman who's very knowledgeable of Middle East matters, giving documentation that our President Hussein Obama, his brother, is a high-level operative in a terrorist organization, and giving the details of that. Plus, also at Steve Quayle's website and InfoWars and RevolutionRadio.org, a story about Oath Keepers going operational, setting up what amounts to 12-man A-teams around the country to help preserve and protect property and lives. An interesting story. We do have patiently waiting to greet my friend Professor James McCanney. Professor McCanney is a credentialed astrophysicist, a mathematician who cracked a several thousand-year-old mathematical puzzle in a couple of years ago. Congratulations, Jim. And a radio talk show host, author, and a man that we rely on for a lot of excellent information. Good morning, Jim.
John, good morning. How are you?
Real good, sir. I want to check the time of the official U.S. government time clock this morning, and it was shut down because the government was shut down. I shut down this website, which is an automated system that doesn't require any human beings to attend to. I was a bit shocked, Jim, and I guess you're not surprised, though, are you?
Yeah, the same thing happened with the NASA websites, and so these are automated. They're already funded. They're already paid for, and it makes you realize that we literally do not have any more federal government. We
yes.
simply, it's gone. It's gone.
And, well, that's
you know,
the intent.
This, John, this made me realize that this would be the time. I think they're advancing the time in which they want to pull the power outage and the cyber attack and all the other goofy stuff that would bring in basically a new banking system, new world order, and basically martial law, just whatever changes they care to make, without Congress, without anybody's approval, and with middle manager Obama at the helm.
Well, knocking out the power grid has been in the offing for quite a while. The TV miniseries America, spelled with a K, back in the mid-1980s. We didn't know at the time because very few of us had access to the book that the miniseries was based on. But that takeover of the United States by Russia, the beginning point of that was an EMP attack. So they've been warning us for basically 30 years, haven't they?
Yeah, so, as far as I'm concerned, I'm the federal government. I actually put a posting on my page. I said, in lieu of the fact that we don't have a federal government anymore, as far as I'm concerned, I'm the federal government. And if you want to follow what I tell you to do, you know, that's your prerogative because you don't have a federal government right now.
Well, Jim, when the show's over, Jim, I want to apply for $1 million grant from the federal government that you're running.
Oh, gee, John, you have it.
All right. Way to go.
All we have to do is write on a piece of paper the amount of money, and it's there. That's what the government does.
Absolutely.
Oh, but then somebody has to pay it back according to our current system.
Well, grants don't need to be. Loans need to be paid back, but grants don't need to be. So, you know, I'll be applying for a grant. Anyway, Jim, the news, of course, for quite a while, a number of months here, have been Comet Ison. There's been a lot of disinformation put out there, speculation fueled by NASA. Give us an update on Comet Ison, if you would, please, sir.
And by the way, this is the update. I'll be doing a complete review tomorrow night on my show. But here's what's going on. Comet Ison approached and has now passed Mars. Mars went comet. And I observed it. I had other people observe it. And it might be one of the reasons that the government shut down. Because the coma around Mars is now extremely visible. This is an event we have not seen in thousands of years. I am amazed at this, at the effect that took place. A number of days ago, on the 24th, the comet Ison went green. One of my predictions, where it basically turned into a neon light bulb. And the elements that luminesce in green are carbon monoxide and arsenic and some of the other elements that are common in comet tails. But, of course, NASA had their little, it's ultraviolet light from the sun. Well, what's so special about ultraviolet light near Mars? Why don't comets do this in other places?
Exactly.
All the time. You know, their explanations are so stupid. that a, you know, the first level thinking at worst. But at any rate, 2 days ago on the 30th, Comet Ison developed the sunward spike that I predicted. I said, yeah, it's going to start connecting. It did. It was a visible, extremely visible sunward spike within the days of passing Mars. Right now, Mars is in the tail of Comet Ison, and Mars itself has gone comet.
Hold that thought, Sam. The call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be back after the break.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the second day of October, visiting with Professor James McCanney. Professor McCanney's website is linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Interesting website. He's got literally hundreds and hundreds of hours of radio shows archived there and a live show every week. Jim, how can people listen to your live radio show?
Evening, 6:00 time on WWCR out of Nashville, shortwave, and we're still on the summertime frequency of 9.350, That may change soon. And then Friday evening, 10 p.m., Saturday morning, 3 a.m. Central Time, it airs on WTWW out of Nashville. And I forget the frequency there, but all this information, including the archives of the show, which many, many people listen to the archives, are contained on my webpage, jmccsci.com. That's seven letters. And I believe you have a link to my page on your page, John.
That's right.
So all of that information, how to listen, et cetera, is on my webpage.
Yeah, and also on your webpage is details on how to order your excellent books, aren't there?
Yeah, all of the books, the DVDs, pretty complete education on science and how the world works today, and putting ourselves into perspective as human beings. A lot of information there, so.
Absolutely, and I encourage everybody to check that out and get those books and read them and get yourself educated. Jim, before the break, we were talking about Comet Ison. Let's go ahead and finish that part of our discussion.
Comet Ison, very interesting. And by the way, all of the hype you hear, the end of the world, it's the planet coming in, it's Nibiru, none of this is true.
Right.
Comet Ison is a relatively small comet. It has no direct path involving Earth at all. And so I just want to clarify that. But it's an extremely interesting comet, and I almost think, I mean, this is so important to hide this information from the public. It's so important to the so-called world leaders that I even have considered that the entire shutdown of the federal government is to hide the information regarding Comet Ison.
Well, that's...
In the fact that it's the timing is very strange. October 1st was the first day that Comet Ison really started to interact with Mars. And like I say, this is an event we have not seen in 3,500 years or more as Earthlings. And the fact that a comet would interact with a planet, and then right now the planet itself is going comet. I've received emails from other people who have observed this too. My personal, I've been up myself many, many nights looking at this. And my viewing conditions this morning were absolutely beyond crystal clear. And I watched this going on for, way more than an hour with extremely good equipment. What's interesting is all of the NASA equipment is offline, and that data is being taken. NASA is quiet as a church mouse. All of their websites are offline. And I suspect that the majority of scientists are being barred from seeing this. They're out on the street, and like many people, when they're off the job, so to speak, when the government ain't paying them, they're not there. They cannot go into their facility. They cannot do their job. They can't go, they can't be a scientist and say, oh, I'm so interested in my science, even if you don't pay me, I'll go do it. No, their door is shut.
They're locked out.
They have, yeah, absolutely. So the scientists themselves cannot see the data that is coming in. And, of course, the military is around, the Tier 1 level military, and the scientists that work with the military get to see the data. But that'll never get to you and me. So right now I'm the only source reporting actual live data from Comet Ison. So that's what a strange, strange situation. Yeah, this event is astronomically, in terms of astronomical history, is an event that is, like I say, extremely important because we have not witnessed a comet come this close to a planet in that long, certainly in modern history. So to see Mars interact with the comet, first the comet starting to interact, turns green, develops the sunward spike, then connects with Mars. Now, I want to tell you what the data that NASA is hiding and the military what it is showing. Thanks. It is showing auroras on Mars. It's showing the interaction of the electrical discharges between the comet and Mars. It's showing all of a sudden the comet brightening tremendously, which it is right now. It has grown tremendously over the last day. And then Mars developing a comet coma, literally about the size of a quarter the size of the full moon in the sky. And it's very visible. So this is an astronomical event of historical proportions, and NASA is shut down.
Now, Jim, NASA's automated systems are recording and storing all this information. Do you have any opinion one way or the other if NASA will release the stored information on what's going on once the government gets open again for business?
No, absolutely not. What will happen to these scientists, in fact, what's going to happen to the federal government is going to be very interesting if they ever come back. Let's take a look at Comet Tempel 1, July 4th, I think it was 2005. And I was on, for example, that night, I was on the Coast to Coast AM radio show, and we were waiting for NASA to release the data when the Deep Impact probe crashed into the nucleus. And this was supposed to be a monumental event for NASA, proving that there's water somewhere deep in the core of a comet nucleus, because they couldn't find it up till then. Right. It wasn't on the surface. They had visited four or five comets before then, never saw a drop or ounce of water, only found hot, dry, tar-covered rocks. And so they said, well, the water's got to be deeper. Well, that data was supposed to be released and was supposed to be a major fanfare for the whole world to see this, and the data did not come out for 6 months. Very sheepishly, they released the data, and then all kinds of fudging happened with the data, trying to pretend that it proved the Dirty Snowball Comet model. That NASA is, and you look at this tomfoolery, and you wonder, well, what's going on? These guys, nobody would believe anything they're doing anymore. But they keep pounding this, even up until today. Oh, the snowy little wanderer, the icy little voyager from beyond, in these terms. And then you find that these are all being pushed out by a central guy named Tony Phillips, who's the chief fairy tale creator for NASA. He's the guy that all of the scientists have to filter through before their information can be released to the public in terms of space science.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to happen. It's totally whitewashed and the public will never see it. So literally, you can write NASA off, all the NASA scientists at this point. They were worthless before. Now they are more than worthless.
Okay, we got a break. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be back after the break.
Calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back. Stop collection calls and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the second day of October. Freeze-Dried Guy's October special. He's always coming up with something new. Go to his website, freezedryguy.com. Click on the monthly special at the top left-hand side of his homepage, and you'll find some interesting things here. Non-GMO and gluten-free freeze-dried foods. I've had people asking me for years about freeze-dried food, freeze-dried guy's food, and he's stepped up to the plate offering non-GMO entrees, gluten-free entrees. There's quite a selection ranging from 90-serving buckets to at one end, and at the other end, what do we have here? 1,560-serving bucket unit, a lot of food. Obviously, the pricing is going to be different as you go up the scale to the larger numbers of servings. So check out the details at his website, freezedryguy.com. There's a link to my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free order line, Pacific Business Hours, 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. We're visiting this morning with Professor James McCanny. His website's linked to my links page as well. Jim, we have a caller here, a regular caller. We've got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn. Is Glenn there? I don't hear anything. Well, maybe Glenn can call back another time. Jim, are you there, sir?
Oh, yeah. Can you hear me, John?
Okay, I can. Well, let's move on from Comet Ison and talk about the next thing you think might be worthwhile for people to get informed on here, Jim.
Just from the government shutdown, what an absolute mess. And something I've been saying for a long time, people might be in a quandary as to what to do. I've said for a long time, you have to be your own nation. I call it a thing I call First Nation. You simply have to live democracy in your own life. I look on the street, if I'm in traveling or wherever I am, just go to, you know, or small town, wherever you are, look around and look at the people. And what I see are people walking around in a complete daze. So if you are starting to wake up, or if you're a person who's thinking and looking for answers, you're in the vast, vast minority. So number one, you're not going to convert anybody, let alone everybody. And so your only solution is to simply, even within the realm of being around all these people, you simply step out and start living your own life the way it has to be lived, and that is your own democracy, where you take care of yourself.
Absolutely.
Once, John, I was, for maybe 5 minutes, I was a libertarian, until I realized that to have a libertarian system, you need people who are educated in the concept of self-responsibility and acting responsible. And we are so far away from that. You know, the kids are not trained in responsibility. All of the rules and laws and everything that the government does is based on the fact that people can't figure anything out for themselves. So just in terms of the government shutdown and Obamacare, you have to simply take care of yourself, take care of your own health, and go back to the style of living where you use your resources, your money that you make, etc. Get away from loans. Get out of house loans. Get out of car loans. Be very wary of insurance, and just start living a life. And once you simplify your life beyond all of this daily clutter that's poured onto you, you know, when I watched the news regarding the government shutdown, all I saw was, oh, well, Obamacare is affecting jobs and all of this other stuff. But, you know, we're living in a society that everybody thinks that the government's supposed to be in charge of everything, and we always have to turn, and if the government blinks, then we have to blink. Like I say, don't convert the world. Just get out and start taking care of yourselves.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. And I agree with your analysis of the libertarian mindset. Some of my best friends are libertarians on one hand. On the other, you need a educated population that can read and write and speak the English language, capable of independent thought, people who have the ability to reason and analyze and come to independent decisions, which does not describe our adult population, does it?
Not at all. And the other thing, Dan, what our Constitution is about. I mean, it's not just, a figment of history. What happened there is very important. A lot of people don't understand that it was all about banking. It was really about getting rid of the English-dominated banking and taxation system.
Right.
And now we are completely infiltrated with all of that. So, that you have to understand what the Constitution is. We have at least 50 million illegal aliens in this country today, all looking for something, for the government to give them something. they broke the state of California with, social services. If California were an independent country, it'd be the fifth largest economy in the world. And it went broke on social services.
Absolutely.
The government cannot provide everybody with everything that they need and want. The bottom line is, and how do you cure this? Some people think, well, I'm going to run for senator. I'm going to do this. I'm going to change things. No, nobody's going to change anything. This train wreck is happening, and the only thing you can do is take care of yourself and the people right around you. I also tell people, avoid joining large groups. You should only deal with people you've known for a very long time, and avoid new people that are going to come in into your life and help you out. That's one of the biggest ways that infiltrators get into groups, and they're there to help you out. They're going to, all kinds of great information.
Right.
No, you just, right, on your own level, take care of yourself.
Absolutely.
Very simply.
We have our caller back here. Glenn from Philadelphia is back. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jim. You got to make Manny drop and hit the 20 for that one. It wasn't me. Anyway, just wanted to point out there are a great many universities, colleges in this country and all over the world and other countries in this world who have telescopes that would be wonderful for visualizing and recording what's going on with Mars. So NASA's not the only act in town. And I would think there's got to be somebody somewhere that's got to be observing and photographing these phenomena in such a way to get a YouTube video up somewhere and make this go viral. You know? I mean, even
yeah,
when I was
there again.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I've gotten feedback, and so I'm hopefully going to get some information. But what's happened before, I've had comet viewing worldwide efforts before, and my email is blocked. And so people are trying to get information to me, and it's being blocked, obviously, by who. Right now, it's up in the early morning sky, pristine conditions. The moon was just barely squeaking above the horizon when I started viewing this morning, so the moon was not a factor. Where I was absolutely clearer than the clearest desert sky. And I have all of my references, like the Orion Nebula, to compare in absolutely pristine viewing conditions. So I saw a comet Ison, I saw Mars, I saw the connection, I saw the coma around Mars. And unfortunately, I was not able to capture it on film.
I mean, just the rooftop telescopes at Enormous State University here in the center of Pennsylvania, and the building in the center of the campus that aren't even the best telescopes at their disposal. They have other telescopes out in the state park nearby where there's less light pollution. I mean, if that facility has, there's got to be a couple hundred telescopes in this country capable of really doing justice to this phenomenon, and it's just a matter of finding somebody somewhere we can share.
Yeah. Okay, we'll be right back. Hold on, everybody.
Absolutely.
We've got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after the break.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the 2nd of October. My website is thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. That's where you find the energy cleaner for sale, $285, shipping included to American zip codes, lots of other interesting things, free downloads, articles that will inform and educate at my website, thelibertyman.com. My toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is 800-592-9543, answered by very polite young men and women in my hometown, St. Louis, Missouri, not somebody in Mumbai or Pakistan. 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Professor James McKinney. His website's linked at my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, we have another caller here. We've got Mike in Eastern at North Carolina. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Dr. McKinney. Listen, I just wanted to call up and just agree with you guys on a couple of things. When it comes to trying to inform people, I've been out here teaching and giving out thousands of DVDs and everything else, you name it. And Dr. McKinney is 100% right. You can put it right in their face, and they won't believe it. Right. You might get one convert in 1,000. I mean, people are just like that. And as far as him saying, like, trying to get news over the Internet, I do a lot of research, and I got another friend that does a lot of research, and he and I have run into the same problem. As soon as we get into something that is really pertinent, that just happens to get on there, all of a sudden I start having computer interference. And I have a program in my computer that lets me know when somebody's trying to break in. And all of a sudden I've got somebody trying to break in, and a couple of times the computer's told me that whatever program they're using, it can't stop it from breaking in, and that there's a virus being put into my computer. And so I don't know of too many groups that's got that powerful of programs out there that will only break in. And then I got a friend, he used to work with the telephone company just like me, except I worked when the technologies were changing. He worked with all this fiber optics and satellite stuff. He knows how the system works. And he has shown me point blank. He says, Mike, here's my computer. He's got one of those little portable computers that go around. I forgot what you call them, iPads or whatever you call them. I don't know what you call them. And we'll be on there trying to look up certain particular things. And he says, watch now, the government's going to break in. And I said, how do you know? I'll call him Bill. I don't want to use his name. I said, right. Bill, how do you know? He says, watch. He said, you're going to see a change in my computer. And sure enough, there it is. And what it is that their signal brightens up his computer. He says, they're breaking in. He said, this is how I can tell and I can show you. So everything Dr. McCanny is saying is true. I just want to let the people out there know, listen to the guy. He knows what he's talking about, and so do you. and that's pretty much it, John.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for the
thank
call.
You.
We appreciate it, Mike.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
On my last show, John, I talked about the Clinton Initiative that's going on right now, the international meeting for the Clinton Global Initiative, and one of the invited panelists there is Bill Gates. And on my show, I told a little story about how Billy, we all know he had a little trouble with the government a number of years ago,
right,
where the government was in, and they were suing him. And it was, to the average person, it may have been rather confusing as to what this was all about, because Bill could have moved his whole operation up into Vancouver a few miles away. All of his employees would have moved there with him. He could have moved into Canada, and he wouldn't have had any issues with the U.S. government. But the issue spanned international boundaries, obviously. So anyway, what were they really driving at with Billy there? Because they were trying to get him on monopolistic, the anti, what do they call it, the anti-monopoly laws. But at any rate, and he had, of course, had a monopoly. He had had it for ages. So what's the big deal now? Well, Bill's new software that they were coming out with, and I can't remember if it was Vista or which one it was, he wasn't allowing the back doors into the software for the government to get into your computer. And so they had a little round and round, and then finally Billy got religion. He understood that he wasn't going to win. So here we got the richest guy in the world, with the ability to hire all the attorneys, stall the government all he wants. You have him folding like an old suit. And afterwards, Billy becomes a member of the Clinton inner circle. He gets to buy the residue of a telescope, a major international funded telescope in South America that was almost built. He comes in with a little extra money, finishes it off, and then gets to own his own international major league telescope. So, you know, these are the bennies that Billy got from folding. And the end result for you is that all of Microsoft's software has major back doors that the government can simply go into your computer and see everything you're doing and monitor what you're doing. So that's a little story for dealing with this whole topic, the NSA, et cetera. So people think, you know, their computer is theirs. No. And that's where it all started.
Pretty amazing stuff, Jim. Pretty amazing stuff. We got about 3 minutes here to get out the best information we can, Jim.
We're very interesting about full review on ICE on tomorrow night in my program, so I suggest people listen. And I was just looking here. NASA has many instruments. I was just looking at, there was one called the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter,
that will have a pristine view of Comet Ison. It orbits Mars, and so it has a nose-to-nose view of the comet nucleus, and, of course, and that instrument, by the way, is operated out of the University of Arizona and all federally funded. So I'm going to do some digging around and see what I can find, but I suspect all of this is shut down. And so there again, why would the University of Arizona shut down? You know, the money's already there, the facilities are there, the people are there. Why is this information basically being blocked? So I'll be doing some more digging on these topics, because that's as important as the science part of this. So at any rate, but these are huge times we're going through, and I think that the November time frame that Comet Ison will be extremely visible to the public, more so than previous comets, is what they're very afraid of, because the public is worldwide is going to wake up and understand that comets are not dirty snowballs, that there is electricity in outer space, that electricity can be used to run our society, the energy control, the water control, all of those controls that the government needs to control the people could go away in a heartbeat. So that's why I think they have to pull their power outage before then. I believe that's why the government shut down and all of this other stuff about Obamacare is just smoke and mirrors. Because eventually they will pass Obamacare. It'll go through and you will pay and all of your medical information will belong to the government, including your body. So,
right. Well, this all began during the Clinton administration with, they didn't call it Hillary Care, but this has been around for a long, long time with various attempts and failures to get it passed, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's a good point, that no matter who's president, just Obama gets his name on it because he's the current middle manager there. But, yeah, it could have been called Hillary Care or Billy Care or Bushy Care or whatever.
Right.
But, yeah,
right.
They've been pushing this for a long time.
Well, it's something we'll have to deal with. I read on Drudge this morning, 25% of the Americans will pay a fine rather than sign up for Obamacare. Personally, I'm not going to sign up for it. What about you, Jim?
I don't think it's nothing I want to have any part of. And when you go to the doctor, they say there's a form there that says they can give your medical information to the government if the government has cause to collect it. So
right, exactly. Jim, we're out of time. Thank you for being with us, sir.
Yeah, take care, everybody.
Okay.
Else.
That's it for the day. Y'all be safe out there. Get your medical supplies, energy cleaner, firearms, ammunition now while you can. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a great, safe day, and God bless America.